Hi, this is Sanjay Jain. I'm part of ISV Architect Evangelism team. Today, I'm in New Orleans, part of Convergence 2009. I have a pleasure of having Glenn with me. Hi, Glenn.
Hello, Sanjay.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to.
And thanks for coming here.
Thank you.
So help me understand your role and what your organization does.
I'm Director of Business Development for LinkPoint 360.
Okay.
We provide the Lotus Notes or Novell GroupWise integration for Microsoft CRM. And my role is to make sure I deal with both the Microsoft relationship, the partners, and as well as the Microsoft channel, as well as with the prospects that we work with.
So I remember when I was speaking to you probably more than a year ago, maybe a year and a half, during CRM3, of course, CRM3, we had Microsoft Exchange as a messaging system, which
Correct.
Was a required piece. And some of the customers, especially in enterprise space, who are using Lotus Notes or Novell Group and could not use Microsoft CRM.
Yes.
Now with CRM4, we lifted that restriction, right? We
Yes.
made it more adaptable to different environments.
Correct.
And that's where your solution comes.
It does.
So tell me more about how you kind of find that opportunity and how that kind of a gap becomes your opportunity.
What? Not every organization uses Exchange, and because Microsoft pulled out that requirement out of the CRM4 version, we're able to provide the email integration as well as the calendar or contact or test synchronization between, let's say, Lotus Notes or Novell GroupWise and Microsoft CRM. So by using or leveraging the Microsoft Web Services or the SDK,
uh-huh.
we're able to integrate or interact with Microsoft directly with the data and not have to go through an Outlook or an Exchange type of application.
Very good. I mean, this is very good. I mean, in terms of the usage, I mean, where the CRM is kind of growing and the, all
Absolutely.
The innovation, so different customers who are not using Exchange historically
Yes.
can leverage the benefit of Microsoft CRM. And you've done a wonderful job on that.
Thank
so
you.
In terms of CRM4, right?
Yes.
So the delivery model we offer called Power of Choice, where we offer in different deployment models,
Okay.
whether on-prem, partner-hosted, or hosted by Microsoft, we call CRM Online. So in terms of your solution, right, what kind of delivery models do you support?
We do support all three delivery models.
Wonderful.
Whether it's on-premise, the on CRM Online, or the hosted model. It's the same application, the same implementation process. Since it is a desktop application, most organizations who happen to use Lotus Notes have a department or a group that uses software distribution tools. So the software gets implemented or pushed out to each desktop. The configuration set to point to whether it's a CRM Online or on-premise version of Microsoft CRM, and the solution's automatically installed and available for use by the user. So the SDK that we're using is the same across the board. It's just there's three types of connectivity or security to log in, you know, based
exactly.
upon
so authentication. Yeah, authentication is different. Yeah.
That is correct.
Okay.
So what we find as here in the States, we find a lot of on-premise as well as CRM Online.
Uh-huh.
In Europe, because I don't believe CRM Online is available.
It's not. It's only for US.
We have a lot of on-premise as well as the hosted solution. So
okay.
you know, we're helping clients in Denmark and in the UK. Take advantage of this Microsoft hosted solution available for their clients.
Okay, very good. So I heard you have like a couple of customers now using your solution?
We do. We have about 40 customers already
worldwide.
Customers worldwide. It is growing. We constantly are obviously getting leads from Microsoft as well as the partner channel, helping them close the deal. Some of our existing clients from Microsoft who have implemented Microsoft CRM are now interested in getting the integration to their enterprise email system, which might be Lotus Notes.
Wonderful. So you are exhibiting here, is that right?
That is correct. We do have a booth
so
here.
So how is the feedback or response you're getting from?
The feedback is great. It's kind of funny because people do walk by and they see Lotus Notes on our sign.
And they go, wow.
And they kind of chuckle.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of, excuse me. And I kind of say, yes, Lotus Notes is still around. It's usually in the enterprise or global companies. And you know, the people who chuckle might be from small to medium-sized businesses, but there are
But when you explain that...
When I explain that IBM, the Lotus Notes is still available and still being used, you know, they kind of understand. And some of the... You know, we've had one or two existing customers of Microsoft stop by and say, oh, we didn't even know this was available. So, you know, they were shocked and really excited that we could help them bridge, you know, using their existing Lotus Notes or whatever email system they might be using to CRM, so they're really ecstatic on, wow, this capability is here, and we could do it, you know, we're able to use it and take advantage of it.
Very good. So you have been a Microsoft partner for how long now?
It's about, I believe, about two or three, at least two or three years.
Especially
now.
As an ISV.
As an ISV. Right. And someone did stop by my booth yesterday. I believe it was another, might have been one of the Microsoft channel reps. And he's like, how do we compare to the other
solutions?
Mm-hmm. I said, the Microsoft provides as much technical support and leadership and direction as we need. I said, the other solutions out there, they kind of leave you high and dry. You know, you have to figure out things for yourself. If you run into hurdles, you kind of have to climb walls and fall down and kind of learn. Where Microsoft, all the expertise is always available to the partners. You know, maybe it's because we know the right people. I don't know.
Sure.
It's probably part of your team as well.
Sure.
But anytime we, you know, need explanation or technical guidance on the SDK, we've always seemed to be able to get it, which is a wonderful thing because, you know, we like to deliver a sturdy product. You know,
sure. Solution.
The solution. It's being used by, you know, let's say the 40 accounts globally. We want something that's going to not break down, not give us issues, and make sure the client's happy. And by, you know, with the right leadership and the right guidance on the technical side with the SDK, we have had practically no issues at all.
Hey, couldn't be so happier, I mean, looking at your success stories. I mean,
thanks
a lot for, again, coming and sharing your stories with us and all the audience here.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks again.